And coming up next, it's Free Radio Santa Cruz and the 8/21/25 show. That's August 21st, today, 2025. We're flashing back. I'm weary after usual huff around downtown. A lot of light life in that group, though, I gotta say. Now, if we can only get some clarity of action. Well, you never can tell what's going to happen. It's a group that meets every week, Thursday, 1:30 to 3:30. And in the last few days, a number of us have gone to a number of events, including a protest outside a city council meeting in terms of against the downtown destruction of trees and sacrifice of space for huge buildings. That was actually kind of last week. Then we had this week the Board of Supervisors had a consideration. Well, I'm sure they considered a lot of things, but the thing that I went forward was the attempt to criminalize people who live in their vehicles, all under the pretext of going after abandoned, non-functional, screwed-up vehicles that were just messing up the scene and blocking things and so forth. It's quite a surprise victory there, which I think I may be discussing on Sunday when there'll be a longer show with some more recent interviews, which I did, but I don't really have the energy to set forth until a bit later. We'll get to that on Sunday. And there's also been protest against the breaking of ground of the Bury the Library project under a large parking garage structure and the destruction of the parking lot area where the farmers market on Wednesday downtown used to be. And that had a protest at which one activist was arrested, Keith McHenry, essentially for loudly speaking truth while the mayor was trying to, feather his own nest. That may be not entirely fair. He's pushing his developments, which many of us feel are counterproductive and kind of do the opposite of develop, kind of retrograde or retrogress. Anyway, you're going to hear that probably on Sunday. But now you're going to be hearing a flashback to the kind of the height of the Occupy aftermath, where 11 of us were arrested in the aftermath of a 75 River Street abandoned, or I should say vacant bank building occupation, where very few of the 11, if any, were actually involved in the planning. But many of us were reporters reporting on the situation and around the town activists who, I think, D.A. Bob Lee and then Police Chief Kevin Vogel, then Mayor, I guess it was either Rutkin or Don Lane. I think it was Don Lane, actually. Well, it's hard to say where the motivating forces really came from, but certainly Lee spent a lot of energy dragging us through the courts for a year and getting very little out of it except, he got the exhaustion of some folks in the Occupy movement and perhaps spread fear in the hearts of those, a lot of other people who had joined the Occupy movement. You're going to hear Brent Adams talking about his documentary work, Linda LeMaster, some other voices you may know if you're a regular listener to this particular show. And there's a long bit with a couple of folks who are traveling the country to resist and describe and define police strategies in different cities that were going after the Occupy movement and other activists concerned with human rights causes. There's a discussion of the events of December 8th of 2011 when the police cracked down on the River Street campground. The River Street campground being the place where homeless people kind of got together throughout the Occupy movement and also occupiers, and jointly supporting each other. And they were all mowed down like grass, with some massive seizure and theft of property. Eight activists were arrested who were simply there. I guess it was five of them I know in particular, including Gabriella Ripley Phipps, who also later became one of the Santa Cruz 11 the next year in 2012, called the Santa Cruz 11 because of the Occupy movement taking place in 2011 and the River Street Bank pretext for going after the activists happening in December of 2011. And finally, you're going to hear Making Contact, a discussion of how law enforcement unions, very powerful supporters of cops and parole, probation officers and prison guards, were they changing or could they change in response to social justice concerns and also the concerns of the pressures that were pressing them perhaps in better directions or moving to remove some of their abusive privileges. And that's what you're about to hear. So if you questions, if you have them, send them in to me at 831-423-4833. That's the Huff line. And I will try to answer them. And we don't usually get them, but if we do, or if I do, I will answer them. So here's the show.